This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're getting hitched, huh?
Congrats.
Mazel tov. Right. Big ups.
Huge.
So now you got to figure out how the hell you're going to capture this monumental shit show, right?
Capture this love story visually for the gram.
Visually. That's one way to put it. More like you got to figure out how to avoid looking like a couple of awkward penguins in your engagement photos. Am I right?
Oh, 100%.
Because let's face it, those same old played out engagement photos.
They make me want to puke. Seriously.
They made me want to set things on fire.
So much beige. So much fake laughing.
Like, who decided that every couple needs to pose like they just walked out of a goddamn Jane Austen novel?
I don't know. But it's time to burn it all down.
Burn it the fuck down.
Yeah.
We are not about that life, okay?
We're here to inject some much-needed realness into this whole engagement photo circus.
Word. We are not about that stuffy, pretentious bullshit.
If your idea of romance is more wrestling in the mud than sipping champagne in a vineyard,
then we're your people.
Yeah.
And luckily for us, the glorious badasses over at Engaged AF Magazine feel the same damn way.
They dropped 15 bombshells of pure, unadulterated engagement photo inspiration. And they're all about capturing the real, messy, sometimes totally batshit crazy love that you actually have.
Because honestly, who the hell wants to look back at their engagement photos and cringe so hard they dislocate a rib? No one.
Absolutely no one.
So let's ditch the prom poses and Pinterest leftovers, okay? We're going to dive deep into these 15 glorious ideas and give you the tools to create engagement photos that scream you in all your beautifully flawed glory.
Yeah, we're talking photos that feel so damn authentic, they might as well come with a birth certificate. So grab a drink, buckle up, and get ready for a deep dive into the world of engagement photos that don't suck.
All right, let's kick things off with idea number one, pizza and champagne picnic.
You had me at pizza.
Right, like what's not to love? This is basically the holy grail of engagement photo shoots for the couple who's all about keeping it real.
It's romantic, but in a way that actually makes sense for normal humans who don't live in a goddamn Nicholas Sparks movie.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, we're getting married, but we also really fucking love pizza. And who doesn't?
Let's be honest. I take a pepperoni slice over a dozen roses any day.
Preach. So, picture this.
Yeah.
You, your beloved, a cozy blanket spread out in a park or your backyard.
Maybe a few strategically placed fairy lights if you're feeling fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And let's not forget the star of the show, a huge goddamn delicious pizza.
None of that dainty gourmet bullshit. We want the real deal. Extra cheese, all the toppings your heart desires.
Hell yes. And to wash it all down. Some bubbly, of course. But not in those fancy crystal flutes.
Oh, no. We're talking about those plastic champagne glasses that you get at the dollar store, the ones that look like they've been through a war.
Exactly. It's all about that we tried aesthetic. Like, we know we're supposed to be classy, but we also know we're going to spill this shit everywhere.
Which, let's be real, is probably going to happen anyway. So just embrace the mess.
Embrace the mess.
Right.
That's the motto of this entire deep dive, people.
Oh.
Okay, so you've got your pizza, your bubbly, your blanket, your fairy lights.
Mm.
What else?
Music. Gotta set the mood, right?
Oh, yeah. Blast your favorite playlist, whatever gets you guys grooving.
And then just let loose. Stuff your faces with pizza, laugh until you snore, maybe even have a little impromptu dance party.
Because this isn't about posing perfectly or pretending to be something you're not. This is about celebrating your love in a way that feels genuinely you.
And pizza is pretty damn universal, right? So what's more authentic than that?
Okay, moving on to idea number two. The at-home cozy AF session.
This one's for all my fellow introverts who would rather stay in and watch Netflix and go out and, well, do anything.
Honestly, same. Sometimes the most romantic thing in the world is just chilling at home with your boo. No pants required.
No pants, no makeup, no problem. This is all about embracing the comfort and intimacy of your own damn space.
So imagine this. You're snuggled up on the couch, wrapped in your favorite ratty blanket.
Maybe you're sipping coffee out of those mugs that have seen better days.
And let's be real. There's probably at least one furry friend trying to steal the show.
Pet photobombs are basically mandatory for at-home shoots. It's just science.
It's the law of the universe.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're comfy, you're surrounded by the things you love, and you're just being yourselves. What are you doing?
Whatever the hell you normally do at home, binge watching trashy reality TV, perfect.
Having a dance-off in your pajamas. Go for it.
Reading a book together? Adorable.
The point is, there's no need to force anything. Just let the photographer capture the real, unscripted moments that make your relationship so damn special.
And trust me, those candid shots are way more meaningful than any posed bullshit.
Because they show the real you, the you that you're both comfortable with and love.
And that's the most beautiful thing of all.
Okay, ready for idea number three? This one's for the fashionistas.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
It's called the Editorial Style City Stroll.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
It is. But in a cool, effortless way. Imagine you're strutting down the streets of your favorite city, looking like you just stepped out of a goddamn Vogue magazine.
Like you're the most stylish couple on the planet, and you know it.
Exactly. So break out your most killer outfits, people. We're talking statement pieces, bold colors, maybe even a little bit of leather.
And don't forget the accessories. Sunglasses are mandatory, even if it's cloudy.
Because you're just that damn cool.
Okay, so you're dressed to the nines. You're walking hand in hand, and you're owning those city streets. What kind of shots are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, you need those classic power couple shots, right? Standing side by side, looking fierce as hell.
Like you're about to take over the world.
Yes. Then you can get some more playful shots, like maybe a stolen kiss and a crosswalk.
Just make sure you look both ways first. Safety first, people.
Of course. And don't forget those dramatic night shots.
Oh, yeah. Cityscapes at night are pure magic, especially with all the neon lights.
Imagine those lights reflecting off your sunglasses, creating the most badass silhouette ever.
It's a whole vibe.
It's a whole goddamn mood. And the best part is, you don't need to be a professional model to pull this off.
It's all about confidence and attitude. Just own it, and your photos will be fire.
All right, let's switch gears and get a little dirty with idea number four. The adventure shoot.
Oh, hell yes. This one's for the wild at heart.
For the couples who feel most alive when they're exploring the great outdoors, pushing their limits, and maybe even getting a little muddy in the process.
If your idea of a romantic date is hiking to a secluded waterfall or kayaking down a raging river,
then this is the shoot for you.
Yeah.
So think about what kind of adventure speaks to your souls.
Do you love mountains? Beaches, forests, deserts.
Pick a location that feels meaningful to you both and let the photographer capture your love against that epic backdrop.
And don't be afraid to get a little rough around the edges.
Oh, yeah. This is not the time for perfectly styled hair and pristine outfits.
Embrace the windblown look, the dirt stains, the sweat.
Because that's what makes these photos so damn real and raw.
And honestly, a little bit of dirt never hurt anyone.
Exactly. In fact, it usually makes for a better story.
So ditch the fancy clothes and uncomfortable shoes, pack some snacks and plenty of water, and get ready to create some seriously epic engagement photos.
Okay, moving on to idea number five. Nighttime plus string lights.
This one is pure magic.
It's like creating your own little fairyland, just for you and your boo.
And it's surprisingly easy to pull off. All you need are some string lights, some candles, maybe a few lanterns.
And a willingness to embrace the darkness, because that's where the real magic happens.
Think about it. The sun goes down, the lights come on, and suddenly everything feels more intimate, more romantic.
It's like you're stepping into a different world, a world where anything is possible.
And the photos you create in this setting will have a dreamy, almost ethereal quality to them.
So get creative with your lighting. String lights around trees, hang lanterns from branches, place candles on the ground.
And don't be afraid to play with shadows. They can add so much depth and dimension to your photos.
Exactly. And don't forget about the stars. If you're in a location with minimal light pollution, you can even get some incredible shots with the Milky Way as your backdrop.
Seriously, how romantic is that?
It's the ultimate love story. You, your boo, and the infinite expanse of the universe.
Okay, moving on to idea number six. Vintage car or motorcycle moment?
This one is for the rebels, the rule breakers, the couples who don't give a damn about convention.
It's about tapping into that timeless cool factor, that effortless style that never goes out of fashion.
So if you've got access to a vintage car or motorcycle, consider yourself lucky, because these bad boys make for some seriously killer engagement photos.
And if you don't have one, rent one. Borrow one from a friend.
Hell, find a cool one parked on the street and just pose in front of it. We won't judge.
The point is, it's all about the aesthetic. We're talking leather jackets, maybe some denim, maybe a bandana.
And that we're too cool to care attitude.
Exactly. Think James Dean meets your love story.
And don't be afraid to get a little playful with your poses. Lean against the car, sit on the hood. Maybe even pop a wheelie if you're feeling really adventurous.
Just make sure someone's there to capture the epicness.
Okay, ready for idea number 7? This one's for the bookworms and music lovers out there.
Oh, I'm all ears.
It's called the bookstore or record shop session.
I love it already.
Because it's all about celebrating those shared passions that brought you together in the first place.
Like your love of a particular author or your obsession with a certain genre of music.
Exactly. So find a bookstore or record shop that holds meaning for you both.
Maybe it's the place where you had your first date or where you always go to discover new treasures.
And then just let the photographer capture you doing what you love, browsing the shelves, sharing recommendations, maybe even stealing a kiss between the stacks.
Oh, so romantic.
It's all about those quiet, intimate moments that define your connection. And the best part is, these photos will be a beautiful reminder of your shared passions for years to come.
Plus, you can totally stock up on new books and records while you're there. Win-win.
All right, let's elevate things, literally, with idea number 8. Rooftop sunset.
Ooh, this one sounds magical.
It is. There's something so incredibly romantic about watching the sunset from a rooftop with the entire city spread out beneath you.
It's like you're on top of the world and you're sharing that moment with the person you love most.
So find a rooftop with a killer view, grab some bubbly, and get ready for some seriously stunning photos.
And don't forget about the golden hour, that magical time right before sunset when the light is soft and warm.
Golden hour is a photographer's best friend. It makes everyone look good.
And it's especially magical on a rooftop, so make sure you plan your shoot accordingly.
Pro tip, bring a speaker and put on your favorite slow jams.
Nothing sets the mood like a little music and a breathtaking view.
Okay, moving on to idea number 9, snowy mountain magic.
Oh, this one's for the adventurous couples who aren't afraid of a little cold weather.
Exactly. If you and your boo love hitting the slopes or exploring winter wonderlands, then this is the shoot for you.
So bundle up in your warmest clothes, grab some hot cocoa, and head for the mountains.
And don't be afraid to get playful with it. Have a snowball fight. Build a snowman. Make snow angels.
The more fun you have, the better your photos will turn out.
And trust me, there's something so incredibly romantic about cuddling up with your love in the snow.
It's like your own little winter fairy tale.
All right, and finally, our 10th and final main course idea. Go full theme.
This is where things get really interesting.
Because it's all about embracing your weirdness, your shared passions, your unique love story.
So if you and your boo are obsessed with a certain movie, TV show, book, or historical era,
they go all out and create a themed engagement shoot that celebrates that obsession.
We're talking costumes, props, the whole nine yards.
Because why the hell not? This is your chance to get creative and have some fun.
And the photos will be a hilarious and unforgettable reminder of your shared love.
So let your imaginations run wild. The possibilities are endless.
Okay, so those were our 10 main course ideas. But Engaged AF also gave us 5 bonus ideas that are so out there they just might work.
Oh, I love a good curveball. Hit me.
Okay, first up, gas station glam.
Wait, what? A gas station?
Yeah, you heard that right. Hear me out. Gas stations have this weird, gritty, almost cinematic quality to them at night.
Especially with all the fluorescent lights and the shiny surfaces.
Exactly. So imagine you and your boo pulling up to a gas station in your flyest outfits.
Maybe grab some snacks, fill up the tank, and just hang out for a bit.
And the photographer captures those unexpected, candid moments.
It's like a scene straight out of a Tarantino movie.
And it's guaranteed to be memorable.
Okay, bonus idea number 2. Laundry day realness.
This one is all about embracing the mundane, finding the beauty in the everyday.
Because let's face it, laundry is a part of life, and it can actually be kind of fun, especially if you're doing it with your boo.
So head to a laundromat, preferably one with a cool vintage vibe.
Bring some fun socks, fold some towels together, maybe even steal a kiss over the detergent.
It's all about those little moments of connection, even in the most ordinary of settings.
Bonus idea number 3, skate park or roller rink?
This one's for the couples who love to let loose and have fun.
And who aren't afraid of a little wipeout or two.
So grab your skates, head to the park or the rink, and just go for it.
The photos will be full of energy, laughter, and maybe even a few bruises.
It's all about capturing that playful, carefree spirit that makes your relationship so special.
Bonus idea number 4. Camping bonfire session.
This one's for the outdoorsy couples who love nothing more than spending a night under the stars.
So pack your tent, grab some marshmallows, and head for the wilderness.
Build a bonfire, roast some s'mores, tell stories, and just enjoy each other's company.
The photos will be cozy, intimate, and full of that warm, fuzzy feeling that comes with being surrounded by nature.
And bonus idea number 5, drive-in theater or outdoor movie vibe.
This one's a classic for a reason.
It's romantic, it's nostalgic, and it's perfect for couples who love movies.
So find a drive-in theater or set up your own outdoor movie night in your backyard.
Pile on the pillows, pop some popcorn, and snuggle up under the stars.
The photos will be cute, cozy, and totally Instagram-worthy.
So there you have it. 15 glorious ways to ditch the cringe and create engagement photos that are authentically you.
The most important thing is to choose an idea that feels right for you and your boo.
Don't be afraid to get creative, to think outside the box, to break the rules.
Because your engagement photos should be a reflection of your unique love story.
And that's something to celebrate.
Damn right. So go forth, be bold, and get those unforgettable photos taken.
And most importantly, have fun.
Okay, so we've thrown a ton of ideas at you, but now we want you to think about what makes your relationship truly special, truly weird, truly wild.
What are those little quirks, those inside jokes, those shared passions that make you two, well, you two?
Because those are the things that you should be celebrating in your engagement photos.
So ditch the Pinterest perfect bullshit and embrace your beautiful, messy, imperfect love.
That's what will make your photos truly stand out.
And that's what will make them worth cherishing for years to come.
Word.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.